I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Will Warner. He's a member of our all-decade football team, a Pella High School graduate who is hoping to play for Drake football coming up here this fall. First of all, Will, it's been a few years since you've been at Pella High School. You ended your career with a state championship as a football player. When you think back to your seasons wearing the green and white, what are some of the things initially that kind of come to mind as either special memories or moments or things that you've carried with you the last 5 years?
I mean, one, winning. I mean, that was always a great feeling, like, especially kind of coming into a program where we kind of had a tradition of winning, but never kind of making over that hump and making the big game. And for us as the class above us and for our class personally as well, it's just kind of nice to kind of know, kind of growing up through even seventh, eighth grade football, that we kind of had some good players between our two classes and the class below us and even the class below that as well. But then just kind of getting to that point and actually just kind of making it happen and just making that statement that we're going to kind of do it all. And we ended up doing it. So that was great. Just even the fun that we had. I mean, we had a lot of jokesters on the team. Coach Mack tried to corral us as best as he could and make sure we use our energy on the football field. And that's just kind of what we did. We really went out there, especially every game. It's just like, usually people are nervous and stuff, but we were just having fun. That was the best part, is that not that we knew we were better than other people or anything like that. Like, obviously we just love to compete. We love to play close games, but it was just fun going out there and just kind of dominating the way that we did.
Well, and when you came into the varsity scene, it was just on the cusp of these two undefeated teams in 2014 and 15, where I think back in 2009, when you were growing up, Pella made it to the championship game kind of on a magical run, couldn't win. You've had a couple playoff teams before you got on varsity. You know, 2013, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's when you really got a chance to be a part of the varsity team. And that was a season that was very good too, but kind of ended it with a lot of heartbreak and a lot of injuries in that final game against Washington. What do you think about the 2013 season maybe pushed you guys into 2014 and 15 that allowed you to take that next step, so to speak, and really become that dominant force?
I think 2013, that was our sophomore year, my great sophomore year. We still had a great senior group. And I think, one, we had some guys mainly playing one side of the ball at that time. I was only playing defense. But that kind of gave me, one, some space to kind of really learn what I actually need to do here. One, on the defense side of the ball, two, on the offensive side of the ball. But it also kind of just trained us just to really get us up to pace for that kind of varsity level and kind of see what we need to do. And then once junior year hit, we were ready to go. We were ready to kind of take over, kind of take the lead on those certain positions, wide receiver, other things like that. So I think that just kind of helped us prepare, but then we were ready to go junior year just to kind of take the lead.
Well, and in that junior season, you know, there were a couple close calls, so to speak, with your win streak. I think of Carlisle, obviously, up at the Dome. You were trailing at the half, I believe, in the championship game. Did you guys take any of those lessons from that 2013 loss and kind of push yourself into 2014? Because, you know, I think that people, especially me, I came in 2014. That was my first team, and I saw how great you were. Maybe people don't recognize how much work and time that you guys had to put in to get yourself to that level.
Yeah, I mean, so losing to Washington that last game in 2013, that kind of, one, just hurt. I know we were all sitting there and just couldn't believe it for a while. But and then actually that 2014 season, we actually started our season with Washington, and we kind of went down there, and it was a little different of a game, but we ended up kind of rolling them a little bit. So I think that right there just kind of helped us make the statement to ourselves, or kind of build our confidence that, yeah, this is our year now. Like, obviously we're going to have some humps we got to get over still. Like you said, that Carlisle game, which was just weird, very windy game, not a whole lot of offense, but we just had to make plays and just make do and get out of it. The championship games you were talking about, a bunch of turnovers, just kind of miscues, but it was weird with that game even, just because I think we had three or four turnovers in the first half, and we went down, but I don't think anybody had any doubt that we were going to still win that game. It was just, I don't know, it was a weird feeling at halftime. We just kind of came in, we're just like, all right, like we know what we need to do. We know what we can do. We just got to do it now. And we came out at halftime just kind of firing. So I would definitely say that just kind of, especially that Washington game, I think we played them, actually, it was the quarterfinals as well this year, 13 or in 14. And winning that game also pretty handily, that just kind of made it known that we were here and we were ready to play and whatnot.
Well, and then, so you win the title in 2014, you head into your senior year. What was that level of confidence like, knowing that you had obviously graduated some great seniors, guys like Garrett Jansen weren't a part of 2015, but you had Noah, you had Nathan Henry, you had just a core of playmakers on the offensive line, defensive line, and all the way across that were coming back. What was that confidence like going into 2015 that was different maybe than 2014?
Yeah, from 2014, I would say our team was probably, I mean, obviously we still had offense and everything. We're still very good in that position and whatnot, but I would say our team was more known for our defensive side of the ball. We were just lights out in every position. We lost some seniors kind of going into that next season and whatnot, but we are still pretty solid on that side of the ball. But that's really when our offense really took over, when Noah kind of had a year or two under his belt. Same with the rest of us, same with Nathan Henry, same with myself, Payson Vandaloon. We had some younger guys, Donovan Holterhouse, Ryan Van Wyk step into that position. I mean, when your backup quarterback is Nick Finney, who the next year throws for like 5,000 yards, like, you know, your offense is pretty stacked. Our offensive line had all gotten a year or two under their belt. So we were very, very good at each position, but also very experienced, at least to that point, that we have gone through an entire year. We won the championship, made it all the way through. We know what that feels like, even in a starting role, and then carrying that into the second season. There was not, obviously 4A schools, probably there might have been one or two, but 3A schools, at least defensively, there was nobody who could hold our offense 20 points, I don't know, somewhere around there.
Well, and your close calls that year were, I don't even know if it was so much of a close call, but the Assumption game, having to go to their field, even though you're the top team in the state. And then, of course, you saw Norwalk twice, and Norwalk, a longtime rival in all the sports. You, of course, playing multiple sports, seeing them in soccer, which they're great at, basketball, of course. You were just before Bowen born, but, you know, talk about that, those different experiences. And I remember specifically one play, a trick play that you actually had, I believe it was in the Norwalk game, a kind of a little bit of a dinker or faker that changed the complexion of that game. You know, talk about those two specifically, Assumption and Norwalk, and what it meant to get that second title.
Yeah, Assumption was just kind of weird because, as you said, we were the number one seed, and we still had to travel 2 hours to play our home field advantage on their home field. So I that one was always weird. But we went into that one, I think it was 21-20 at half. And we just had a few things that they were there, but they just weren't hitting what we needed them to. So we made just a few adjustments. I remember actually a conversation. It was like a 3rd and 5. And the corners were playing me and Payson pretty off because they knew we liked the fade ball. That's kind of one of our go-tos at that point. And Coach Mack just pulled us aside and was like, what do you like here? And I'm just like, well, they're playing us 7 yards off and they're going to bail out of here. So we might as well just throw a stop and, or like just a pretty much a hitch right here and just get the first down. Obviously, we could have just probably had Nathan or Noah just run the ball. They'll probably get it as well. But just little things like that where especially in closer games where our coaches even had confidence in us and just to really ask what we're seeing, what we can do, what we think we can do. That just kind of really helped us that year kind of get over those humps. I mean, I think we ended up scoring 20 more points in that game and winning that one pretty handily. And then you go to the other hand where you got Norwalk, who's always been, especially in our conference. I mean, if I think of rivalries, I think of DCG, probably Norwalk as well. Those two teams at least are always stacked with athletes in every sport. That game was fun just because we knew quite a few of the guys on the other side of the ball as well. Defensively, they had a great quarterback, great spread receivers, really liked to throw the ball. So it kind of changed us up because, I mean, we played a lot of running teams or teams, especially in high school, you're going to run the ball. Where Norwalk came in, kind of had a spread offense a little bit. So we kind of had to throw in a nickel package, see how that thing's going. I was actually covering Tyler Shammel, their better receiver. The whole game, I was just following him both times. But yeah, in that game, especially the championship, I wouldn't say that it came down to we've been there, we've had the experience before, but we just had big players kind of for our team just make big time plays, really, is what it comes down to. We had our receivers all making great catches, getting open for Noah. Noah obviously making things happen like he always did. Nathan running hard, Nathan throwing a touchdown. I mean, that's always hilarious. Our line was playing very well on both sides of the ball. So, and we had some younger guys step in. I mean, don't want to be biased or anything, but I thought my little brother Lucas played pretty well in the middle there for us. So it's just things like that where we just had guys with experience and just making plays. And we just kind of, we might not have needed the plays, but it was just always trying to stay kind of a step ahead of the other team, where with that trick play, when we come out, they had no idea what's happening. And that just kind of helped the momentum really shift into our directions that we can kind of carry that thing out to the end.
Well, and I want to, and maybe it's a little bit, it's been 5 years, obviously, but I want to ask about that trick play, because you're a team that didn't have to do trick plays all year. You had Noah Clayburgh, you had the best player in the state, and you had, obviously, like you said, your complimented receivers. You didn't have to trick play anybody until the title game. What was that call like, and what did it mean to execute it and get the touchdown? Because I thought that was the pivotal play in that game.
It was funny just because I don't remember really running other trick plays like a whole lot. I think in that game we ran a – where I was a wing back, and we actually ran a kind of a swing is what they call it to me, whereas the first time I ever ran the ball, picked up like 6 yards, and that was the only time we ever ran that play. We put it in like 2 weeks before, only time we ever ran it. So it was just things like that where it was just we're trying to keep the defense on their toes. But we practice trick plays maybe once or twice, like throughout the week. I know we were kind of putting that one in, and we were kind of trying to find the running back who could actually throw the ball pretty well. Obviously Nathan's pretty gifted at most things, just kind of pulls it out. So he stepped in, I think, in practice a one time and just gunned it, which was exactly what we needed, just to him throw it as far as he can and just have the receiver go get it. So, but then we went into that play. If I'm remembering right, we heard it called, and at that point, there's one receiver that actually goes, and that was it. So Payson and I kind of look at each other, and I kind of was like, I kind of want this one. So I ended up taking it, and yeah, it just kind of worked perfectly, honestly. Nathan threw a good ball on the inside of the receiver where his back was to the ball and his face was to me, so I could kind of just lead him out of the way. I ended up scooping underneath him, catching the touchdown. So just kind of all worked out like it needed to.
You know, one of my memories of yours was when you played Sheraton a couple times. And there's a guy who's in the NFL these days who holds a couple of state records, and you were kind of the guy assigned to him. Now that you've played collegiately and seen guys more like him more often, you know, what are your memories of that matchup with TJ Hawkinson? And if I recall, you had quite a bit of success in kind of containing him until your offense was able to score 35, 42 points.
Yeah. Obviously, he's a lot bigger now. I don't think I'd be able to do what I did then. Right now, I think he would win that one majority of the time. But, I mean, we always had good battles with TJ, with Derek Lang, other guys from that Sheraton team, good friends with. But, yeah, I mean, you could kind of see that before they kind of went into that game, they kind of knew that, yeah, they had great players, but we also just had more of them, where we could kind of dominate in every other aspect. So, I wouldn't say that they were too up on the game by the second half, but obviously when they went on to their colleges at Northwest Missouri State, I think Derek's playing basketball there, and then TJ obviously went to Iowa. I think their competition level and their actual competitive levels kind of raised there, and obviously did a lot better. I mean, have succeeded well over most of other high school athletes, so I mean, TJ, he'll be very successful in the league. Derek, whatever he's doing, he'll be very successful. So great guys, great athletes. But yeah, maybe wasn't as competitive in high school as it would be now.
So, you know, you have two great years with the championship, and obviously you play a sophomore. You know, as you think back now, because you've played with the Drake football team for 4 years, hoping to get your redshirt senior season and coming up here shortly. What have you taken with you from that Pella program, and what are the things that you learned during your time there that have applied, whether from a football standpoint or off the field, that have kind of shaped you now that you're in that phase of young adulthood, so to speak?
So obviously we're all competitors. I mean, I'm very competitive, pretty much everything I do. But kind of from that football season, I would say the biggest thing I've kind of taken away is just to really like have fun with it. Like if it's something that you actually love, you got to really have fun with it. So like, especially here at Drake, practices can get long. Games are always usually pretty competitive, but like there might be a nervous feeling within a game, but I've really kind of took it to myself that like, I'm just trying to have fun with it. So we're always hooting and hollering, talking some smack on the defensive side of the ball, just because, and we always like to say that the offensive side practices, the defensive side has fun. And so that's just something that I think that we've like, just kind of really held here, and that's something that I feel like kind of I could relate back to Pella, just that like we were out there obviously competing, going as hard as we can, but I know for a fact we were having fun with it every day, that it wasn't something that I'm like, I'm showing up to and I just have to do it to get through this. Something that I want to do.
Well, and you brought up your brother, Lucas, and Lucas and Sam at the college football level at Dort. Josh is going to be a senior with the Pella football team this year. I know we've asked you about it a couple times over the last couple years, but you know, what does it mean to see them grow up now, especially now that you're in that perspective of your football career likely winding down here, you know, and to see them continuing to play and enjoy the sport, and especially in Josh's case, have a senior year hopefully coming up and have that opportunity to play considering all we've gone through with coronavirus. You know, what does it mean to see the three of them continue to play and to be able to enjoy the sport too and have a lot of success?
I mean, it's great. Like, kind of like what you said, I mean, I am from a big family. I'm a big family guy. So I love seeing my siblings compete, especially. I love just going to their games, but I love seeing them succeed and doing kind of what they love. Like, I mean, talking about Sam and Lucas up there, Sam came in freshman year, Lucas came in freshman year, and they both got some playing time and whatnot. So I love seeing that. Josh trying to get him kind of going and not as nervous. Usually he's kind of a nervous guy, but great athlete. Just kind of love seeing him just kind of take over. And I hate going to games with my parents because they just compare Josh to me and how I do the same things that he does. So that's always annoying. And there's obviously the other ones. We got some girls coming up, actually. Mia's freshman, sophomore, playing some basketball, volleyball and stuff. Abby's coming up. And there's two more boys and two more girls. So we still got a long line of fellow high school there. But yeah, it's just great. It's just, I mean, it's fun kind of going back, kind of seeing some of the same people who are also have younger siblings, just kind of seeing our younger siblings kind of grow up and try to be as good as us, but not going to happen. But
well, for you personally, what does your future look like? I mean, obviously, you know, the next level of professional football may be a really huge leap, but what, you know, I guess what's that next step for Will Warner as you leave Drake University?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a huge leap. Definitely have been kind of in some contact about it, just kind of feeling around, seeing what it's about really, especially kind of now with the whole virus and everything, that just kind of don't know where things are unexpected. So yeah, definitely looking into that a little bit, seeing what opportunities are there. But as of right now, obviously finishing out this season, I'm actually working a co-op, hopefully moving into a full-time here at Principal, doing investment operations. So that's kind of within my fields that here I studied here at Drake, and then moving into that full-time. But other than that, don't really got much else planned as of right now. Just trying to go with it, what I can, and whatever's thrown at me, I'm taking on.
I appreciate your time, Will. Thank you so much for sharing some of those stories. Really exciting to be able to feature and talk to you again, especially since, you know, it's been quite a few years since you were wearing the green and white. Always appreciate you taking the time. Really all the best to you, and I guess go Bulldogs, right?
Hell yeah. Always a good time talking to you. Have a good day.